Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.
Hello again. Still here with me in studio are Fine Gael Minister of State Eimear Higgins, Sinn Féin TD for Cavan Monaghan Matt Carthy. While in our Galway studio, we have Independent TD Catherine Connolly. I want to look now at the government plan announced this week to introduce means testing on the income of asylum seekers. As of next month, those who are here as international protection applicants and who have an income in excess of €125 will have their weekly payment cut. At present, the daily expense payment for asylum seeking adults is €38.80 per week, and it's €29.80 for children. Eimear Higgins, the CNAG advised that a means test should be applied 2 years ago. It didn't recommend any action on foot of that. So why 2 years later are you putting in this or implementing this advice and taking this action?
2 years has been a very long time when it comes to the situation of people arriving in Ireland. We've seen a huge amount of change, a huge increase in the amount of people coming, and the decision to means test the payments to international protection applicants and others made this week, as you've said, on the recommendation of the CNAG, has been part of our move to approach to get to a more streamlined and standardised approach within the EU. So we're doing a lot of work with the EU.
So the month before local and European elections, 2 year old call by the CNAG is acted on.
It is being acted on. Yes, the government has made a decision on this.
And the timing of that has nothing to do with elections or opinion polling and how immigration is occupying people's thoughts.
The timing has to do with the fact that we're in an emergency situation where we've got a huge amount of people arriving every day into the country. We need to move from an emergency response to a more sustainable response. That's true when it comes to shelter and accommodation. That's true when it comes to providing support to people.
Where did the figure of €125 come from?
If I can just make the point that all social welfare payments, or the vast majority of social welfare payments, are means tested. So this isn't a departure from that kind of policy. What we're now doing is taking a more standardised approach with other countries in Europe to make sure that we're no more attractive than other countries in Europe. And that's part of what Ireland sets out to achieve.
I just want to pick up on a couple of things you've said there. You've talked about the numbers who are arriving and Ireland being not wanting to be more attractive than other countries in Europe. It's a deterrent. Is that in effect what you're doing?
No, it's not a deterrent. It's being part of an EU-led approach. I mean, migration is a global problem. We're an island, absolutely, but we're also part of the EU.
It's a global phenomenon. It's not necessarily a problem, is it?
In some countries, it is a problem. And honestly, I think it is a problem where you have people sleeping on tents in the canal.
Well, that's a problem of capacity rather than a problem of migration, isn't it?
Absolutely. And if you'll let me finish, that's exactly what I'm going to say. That's why we need to invest in this. We need to invest to make sure that this is a positive and not a problem. We need to invest to make sure that we're equipping more people to make contributions to our economy and our society by having jobs and employment here too. And that's something so many of our migrants are doing, and we welcome that.
And that, with respect, is a separate issue. People who come and work, but people seeking international protection who can work after 5 months, this figure of €125 being the trigger point for cuts, where did that figure come from?
That came from a recommendation from the Department of Social Protection. So this is a decision made by the Department of Social Protection based on evidence, on, as you've said, the CNAG report. What we want to do is make sure...
The CNAG report says that there should be a means test conducted. It doesn't say... I don't see any hard figures in it.
No, and it would usually be the Department of Social Protection who would decide the means test for the different payments. They're in charge of the processing of payments. So what we have now is a situation where a means test is being applied, which I think is the right thing to do. We want to make sure that people are encouraged to get work, are incentivised to get work. And we also want to make sure that when people do get work, that they're also getting... Yes, go on.
Do you have a hard figure in terms of the benefit in kind that hotel accommodation, meals, laundry, all of those other things that government ministers have been out mentioning during the week that people seeking international protection in direct provision or state-provided accommodation get? What's the value that's been placed on that, the cash value?
I don't know the cash value from an individual perspective, but I know that government is investing huge resources in this, as we have to, and that is the correct thing to do. We're also investing huge resources into our staffing in terms of decision making and providing accommodation to people. We've doubled the number of staff.
Do you know if a cash value has been put on that? Because just for the purposes of a means test or indeed taxation, there's normally a value put on these things.
I can certainly find that out, no problem.
Catherine Connolly, what did you make of this move, the timing of the announcement, but the move itself as well?
Well, both actually. I think the timing is very wrong. I think the narrative is very wrong. And I understand that there was a review underway or about to take place anyway. And I would have liked to see the outcome of that review before any decision was made. We're selling a narrative here that people are getting too much. And do you know how many people are in direct provision as we speak? 30,000. That's simply the figure in a population of over 5 million.
8,000 of them children, yeah.
Absolutely. And maybe the minister there beside you could tell us how many people are without accommodation in Dublin. And yet we're given, waiting for accommodation. Is it 1,500 or 1,600 as we speak? She might have the figure to hand.
There's almost 2,000 men who have no state-provided accommodation at present, living in tents. Yeah.
Thank you. And so rather than looking at that and deciding how has that happened and what are we going to do about it, we're selling a narrative that people are getting too much. The most vulnerable, the poorest people who are really struggling, we're now going to zone in on them. And we're using the Controller and Auditor General, to my horror, because I spent 4 years on that committee. I haven't actually seen the report, but my understanding would be that he would have highlighted social welfare benefits are means tested. He would have made a finding like that, and it would be up to the government to do what they want about that finding, and that they would wait 2 years and then decide to add, I'm in a city, I'm in Galway. Last night there was a meeting in Connemara in relation to asylum seekers, whether they were acceptable or not acceptable. And adding to that, we're now saying that they're getting too much. And from day one, we distinguished between Ukraine, people from the Ukraine and people coming from other countries. So we had a two-tier system. We had good and bad. And we continue with that narrative. We continue to inflame the situation when all of this is manageable. Not alone is it manageable, but we have obligations. And on top of that, over 600,000 people in this country are non-Irish. Our country couldn't function without non-Irish people. And I live in a city where almost 18% are non-Irish.
Right.
And rather than celebrating that, rather than acknowledging that the governments and successive governments have absolutely made a total mess out of direct provision, allowed certain individuals and companies to make appalling profits on the backs of the vulnerability of people. Rather than the government dealing with that, the Day report, the recommendations that were there, they continue to inflame a very dangerous situation prior to a local and European election.
OK, I'll come back to you, Eimear Higgins, on some of what Catherine Connolly said. Matt Carthy, your party has supported this move. Your colleague, Donna Holera, called it a logical step. What's the logic he's talking about?
So, and just to agree entirely with Catherine's last point in respect of the functioning of our society being dependent on the great work that people who have made this country their home in recent times in our health services in particular, but also across society. What we have consistently said is that migration and particularly asylum system needs to be fair, efficient and enforced. And the fair part of that means that if somebody's working on a factory floor, whether they're Irish or whether they've come here from elsewhere, they shouldn't be at receiving less support from the state than somebody else. And at the moment, you do have a situation, and it is raised with us, and it's part of the reason why there is that level of antagonism within communities, where somebody who's earning the same as somebody beside them isn't able to get a medical card, isn't able to get a social welfare payment, and they see somebody, a recent arrival, whether they be from Ukraine or within the international protection system, being able to receive those things. That creates the antagonism and the frustrations if we're talking about a fair system, then it has to be fair for everyone.
Just to be clear, what you're saying there is you're contrasting, is it the treatment of recent arrivals from Ukraine with people in the international protection system, or are you contrasting the treatment of Irish people and people seeking international protection?
I think there needs to be fairness across the board. So in terms of
people seeking international protection, you'll appreciate, don't get child benefit.
They don't. But they do get accommodation, and this is in no way to stand over the current direct provision system. But they do get other benefits that people don't receive. And I presume the figures that the government announced this week were based on a cost benefit analysis as to what those other benefits amounted to in equivalent financial terms.
Do you, as a member
terms.
Of the opposition, you presume the government based that on a cost-benefit analysis rather than asking the question, did they do that?
We did ask that and have asked that question.
And did you get any answer for it?
Not as yet.
And do you support the sum of €125?
We support the principle of means testing. We need to obviously get information
from
government.
Your colleague Donal Colair has called it a logical step.
It is a logical step, that there would be means testing, of course. And the same would apply to medical cards.
And €125 is the figure you agree with, is it?
What I've said is that there's a logical step. We're assuming that logic has pertain to the Department of Social Protection.
This has really gone into the realms of a philosophical discussion and not specifics.
No, we're not in government. I don't know if you realise this.
But your job is to hold government to account, not to make assumptions about how they're acting.
And that is what we have been doing. And I think part of us holding government to account and trying and pointing the fact that across the migration system, but particularly within the asylum and the temporary protection system for Ukrainians, government have made an absolute mess of it. And we have been putting pressure on them. And it is as a result of that pressure that we now see this in the mouth of an election, government actually finally taking some steps, albeit the fact that the overall system is still unplanned and is operating in a disastrous consequence. Particularly for those people who are sleeping on tents in our capital city today.
Eimear Higgins, it took 2 years to do this up until this point. Would it kill the government to pause this until after the elections on June 7th and consider maybe if it's been done correctly, if the figure of €125 is right, and to take the time to explain the logic of it to people? Would it really kill government to delay that till after the elections?
This was a cabinet decision that's already been made, that's already been approved, and that's already in train. It's been announced. I can absolutely get you more detail about the cost benefits analysis and what went into making that threshold of €125. That's no problem. But I'm certainly not coming on here to announce any pause in a government policy. We are in an emergency situation. We need to move from an emergency situation to an emergency strategy to a more long-term
sustainable
strategy.
It'll be as much of an emergency on the 8th of June as it is now.
Absolutely, but more and more people are arriving every day. We see that in tents along the canal. The Taoiseach Simon Harris has committed to not letting tents build up in our city centre for months on end. And this week another 100 were cleared, with more tented accommodation found in more appropriate locations for people. What we're talking about here is providing shelter, providing resources, providing financial support, providving education to people who are arriving to our shores. And we are doing that as best we can in a situation where more people are arriving every day.
Okay, we're going to have a look at the issue of a referendum on housing that came up in the report of the Commission on Housing that came out during the week. That's coming up after this.
Saturday with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.